Hold on tight, my friends, because I'm about to blow the roof off. Hang tight. Welcome to this week's episode of the Juna Shalom Podcast. I'm your host, Juna Shalom. I'm a published independent author of 5 novels with number 6 in progress. I love writing. I love talking about writing and all the stuff that goes with it. It's in my nature to share my knowledge and experience with others. Much of what I've learned about the craft of writing, I've learned from other writers by reading their work, listening to them talk about their work, or reading about their process and experience as writers. The rest I've learned over the course of 35 years of writing and not writing and the School of Hard Knocks. In my podcast, I hope to share my knowledge with the goal of providing other writers with new tools, help them sidestep common and uncommon landmines, or fine-tune their process. And with that in mind, let's get started. Welcome back to the 47th episode of the Juna Shalom Podcast. I hope you all had a wonderful week and are ready to rumble. But before I get into the topic of the day, let's talk about the weather. I'm happy to report that we are in near springtime conditions. It's too early, so I'm on pins and needles waiting for the snowstorm or the hailstorm or some kind of storm to come along and dip us into the teens and freeze us and make us regret putting away our winter clothes and unweathering our abodes. But it has been lovely. The other day, I want to say 2 days ago, it was 55 degrees. And last night, I had the occasion to be out about 10 o'clock, and I didn't have a jacket on, long sleeves, and I had, you know, my winter undergarment on, but still usually it's that and a shirt and a sweatshirt and a vest or, you know, something, but nothing. So it's lovely. I kind of hope that we stay like this, but then that could mean a terribly hot summer. So I just always hope for good things. Sometimes I'm disappointed and sometimes I'm thrilled beyond words. Let's see, what else? Oh, I'm running late today because, number one, I have a bit of a migraine, so I'm trying to sound alive. Is it working? Yeah, I woke up with it, and it won't go away, so I'm just trying to live with it. Otherwise, I'm going to want to crawl into a dark corner and just cry. But I couldn't start the podcast because on my normally supremely quiet street, my next door neighbors decided to, I don't know, test out their many vehicles. It's really nice house and everything, but they have an abundance of toys and decided to make sure they were all working and getting the boat out and the truck out and the this out and the that out. It's like, stop revving your engines. So I think they're gone. Thank goodness. But I had a pretty good week listens-wise. And it's quite interesting because I didn't advertise on Instagram or Facebook because I'm about to delete them. Not only did nothing change in my listens, but my listens actually went up. So I'm going to talk about that. And I wanted to do a different topic today. I just didn't know what that topic was because all week, all I could think about was what I want to talk about today. But I hesitate because it could be construed as political, which I don't want to be political. Well, I do, but I don't. You know, I do in my own personal time. But business-wise, no. But this goes beyond politics, I think. Why am I leaving Facebook and Instagram? I've been asked this several times. Well, I have a grand aversion to censorship. Now, I haven't necessarily been censored, but I have. Let's just put it this way. I sense that I have for various reasons. But I found it so interesting that I've been on Facebook for about 10 years. And I don't work it that much. But, you know, on my page, my Juna Shalom page, I have, I don't know, maybe 160 followers or something. And I work to get those. When I post something, I'm lucky if I get 3 views, 3 out of all those followers. And then they'll constantly tell me, hey, you know what? You can boost your post to your followers for $5. And I think, what are you talking about? They're my followers. They should have access to whatever I post because they asked to follow me. Or they chose to follow me. But no, you see, that's the dirty little secret. Oh, everything's free. You can, you know, make your own business here and blah, 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 blah. But, and make, get your followers. Well, I worked for those followers. Facebook didn't work for those followers. I did. And no, I don't have a huge following, but I do have people who follow me. And they don't see my posts. Same on Instagram. So, I'm done with that, but not, it's not just about that. It's about censorship. I am an artist, but above all, I am a free American where free speech is guaranteed in the First Amendment. Now, granted, that free speech is guaranteed to not be squelched by the government. Okay. But we're seeing companies that are taking their orders from government, which is, you know, is fascism in a word. But so really they're censoring for the government by proxy. Okay, so the First Amendment does apply. And that right is not given to me or any other American by the government. It is guaranteed to us by our Creator, which some people don't believe in. I don't care. It is what it is. So as an artist and an American, free speech is in my blood, and I need to freely express myself without worrying if I'm going to offend some fact checker, so-called, or somebody scrolling by who can't scroll by has to be offended by whatever, strange whatever I might have to say. Which, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago was just normal discourse. And now it's all these horrible things. You're not allowed to have an opinion that falls outside of the official government narrative. And if you do, you run the risk of some random fact checker going, oh, you're offending us and you're going against our standards, which who knows what they are. Or you get some little delicate flower who just can't stand that somebody might think outside of what they think. And so they report you and then you get in trouble. And I find it just frightening and just beyond a slippery slope. Because people who will want to control what you have to say are never satisfied. They're never satisfied. ever. And they will continue, just like a recent experience that we've all experienced that began with, well, we just need 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And here we are, 2 years later, still under more and more rules and restrictions and mandates and stuff like that. It's easing a little bit, but it eases and then it gets bad and eases and get bad. My point is that you give people in power an inch and they will take everything. They won't be satisfied with a mile. They want everything. So I'm not going to participate with organizations that censor. And I don't care. See, I don't say, don't censor my quote-unquote side, but go ahead and censor the other side because I don't like what they have to say. And I'm not like that. I might not like something somebody has to say, and I have choices. I can scroll on by and just think, well, they're stupid or whatever. They have a right to their own opinion. Or I can say something to them and get into a fight, which is, you know, futile. What's the point? And it's really about anything. You think you know what I'm talking about, but it's really anything anymore. If you dare express any opinion that's outside of the approved government-sponsored narrative, then you are in for a fight. If you dare create art that's in your heart and it somehow, some way offends someone, my goodness, there is so much art out there that I just think, oh my gosh, this, and I say so-called art, that I think, my goodness, that's not art and it's a little offensive and, or it gives the wrong message or whatever, but you see, as a free American, and for my international listeners, I'm American, so I can only speak to the American experience. But as an American, I have to allow others to have their opinions and voice their opinions and make their art or choose how they want to make their art or choose what they want to put in their art. And I have to accept that they have the right to do that so that I have the right to do what I want to do. And I can't express this enough. And it's, you know, I'm coming at this as not just an artist, but as a free American who feels less and less free to speak my mind or have an opinion each and every day. And part of what prompted this is I how Facebook, if you're on Facebook, if you're not, bless you, you're smart. But if you're there, they'll remind you of what you have memories with so-and-so, or you have memories from this day. And I look at my memories from 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, and I'm just shocked at how free I was expressing my beliefs and my feelings or my opinions. And today, I just feel like I'm not going to fight with teenagers that work at Facebook who are so-called fact checkers. And I'm not going to fight with, I'm just not going to fight about it or anything about anything. And again, I'm telling you, you almost can't say anything without somebody coming down on you. And they got to call you a name and they've got to. You know, call you stupid or Neanderthal or racist or whatever, name it, they go for it. And I'm just not going to do it anymore. So I'm systematically getting rid of social programs, any investments, any business dealings with any company that censors. And it's hard. It's really hard. But, you know, if you just say, okay, well, I'll just go along with it because it's not hurting me or what have you, then we will all end up just prisoners of the people who want to be in control of other people. So with that said, I noticed that on BitChute, I've talked about BitChute and Rumble because that's where I'm posting my videos, how different it is posting there, especially BitChute, because I think, I could be wrong, but I think that BitChute does not use algorithms to decide what and who gets to listen to you and what you get to listen to or anything. It's just, it is what it is. I could be wrong, but I don't think so, because the difference between BitChute and Rumble is that I do think Rumble uses some type of algorithm. And again, I could be wrong. YouTube definitely does. And so, you know, I had years, literally years, with no views on YouTube. And BitChute, last week, the first day of episode 46, I had 100 views within the first day. And that is that's the result of a program just letting content be seen by whoever wants to see it or stumbles upon it or what have you. And it's not funneled by whatever stupid algorithm they have for whatever reason, or you're not being shadow banned. And I'll talk about that too. I'm risking something by even saying what I'm saying, but I do think that big tech has become a problem because they think that they are the king of the world, and they're not. I mean, in a way they are, because they run almost everything. I know that several years ago, I was being political, but not as June Ischello. And I thought I had kept everything separate. Yeah. And all of a sudden, my regular sales, I did have regular sales from week to week on my books, all of a sudden came to a screaming, screeching halt, as did my views on Facebook on my June Ischello page. And everything just came to a screaming halt. So I didn't think about it at first. I thought, wow, I don't understand this. And then I started hearing about shadow banning. And honestly, I just haven't been able to overcome that, whatever happened. So I will probably end up blocked or dumped by something or somebody because, you know, whatever. But I don't care at this point. I'll just keep on making my content, and maybe it's just me listening. I don't really care. But I did want to make a point that I'm not going to participate with censors. Now, I use a couple of social sites that, you know, people like to disparage and say, oh, there's all this on there and there's that on there, and I'm not going on a platform that has that. But the difference is that's a free speech platform. Free speech. If you're not breaking the law, it doesn't matter what kind of opinion or belief you have, as long as you're not breaking the law or inciting the breaking of the law or anything. Yeah, you know, it's free speech. And I, as a member, have the choice to say, I don't want to look at that. And I can take that out of my feed. And I never have to see it again, ever. I know there's people who say, yes, but, you know, that influences people. You know, it's like misinformation and disinformation. I think it's so funny about certain subjects right now. 2 years ago, a whole lot of people were saying things about the current situation, and I'm not going to be specific for a reason, but they were making allegations, and they were called disinformation and misinformation and liars and conspiracy theorists, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, the narrative, the official government narrative, was pushed ad nauseam. 2 years later, the so-called misinformation, disinformation, conspiracy theorist have all been proven right. And yet, so many were banned for life from Twitter. I don't use Twitter because of that. I left a long time ago. Banned from life from Twitter, banned from life for life from YouTube, Facebook, all of the big ones. And yet the people who are pushing the real fake news or disinformation or misinformation are still operating with all their new lies, their daily lies, misinformation, official narrative. That's what I'm ranting about. You know, you say, well, how does this relate to writing? How does it relate to writing? My goodness, let me tell you, just in my genre, the genre I write in, there's a faction that are trying to make writers like me change our writing to make certain characters visible and inclusive and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's not what I do. That's not my experience or what I draw on to make my stories or whatever, or other people. And, or if you know, like my first book is kind of controversial because it features racism in there. And apparently I'm not allowed to write about that. It's a story. It's fiction based on real life at the time. I mean, a friend of mine said that she was watching Gunsmoke. She loves Gunsmoke, by the way, a TV show. And there was a disclaimer before the show saying that this does not depict recent or, you know, cultural ways of today or whatever. I mean, really? Really? So as a writer, it concerns me because, you know, when the Nazis started rounding up Jews and such, they also were rounding up intellects and artists and gays and lesbians and gypsies, anybody who was outside of the official chosen ones or whatever. I don't know, you know? So I'm just saying. All right. I don't want to be a downer, but man, I'm mad. I'm really mad. I just, every day I wake up and I see more and more and more censorship and limiting of speech. And, you know, I'm not even allowed to be not just proud, but not even to talk about the female experience because I might offend some people who think otherwise. I'm not going to go into it. I just don't even get me started on that. But you see what I mean? You can't just stand by and just not do anything. So I'm making my point. I'm not going to use Facebook. I'm not going to use Instagram. I stopped a long time ago. I quit Twitter and various other companies. But I just do think that some people need to have a little bit of their power. And what I mean by that, all of their power taken from them because they don't own us. So I have made progress on my work in progress. Progress on the work in progress. Yes, I have. I didn't get as many words down as I wanted to, but I did get some really important work. I worked on the timeline. I worked on certain details and whatnot. I did a little reading going back into my other books to just get reminded of things. And oh, that was just great. That was perfect. Exactly what I needed. So I'm excited. I'm making progress. I might not be going forward in word ways, but I'm definitely going forward. And I'm just so excited every time I go back and reread some chapters to kind of get into the flow of what I'm writing. I just think you're going to love my book. I truly believe that because I love it. And I haven't even gotten into the nitty gritty of weaving and all that kind of stuff that I do. I think what I love so much about writing this book is I'm writing in the 90s and a little bit in the 70s. And at the time, when I lived during that time, I thought, oh, you know, everything's so terrible. I wish it were, you know, my dad used to always say, well, back in my day, things were just so much better. And so I thought, man, I really missed out because things kind of suck right now. But writing this book and writing, having to look back at that time and sort of dig deep and feel, you know, I have to feel that time period so that I can write it properly, or at least the best I can. And it's another world compared to today. It was another world. Even from, you know, the 70s to the 90s was quite, you know, there were a lot of changes, quite a few, but nothing like now. Now is, I almost feel like we're an inch away from Mad Max. I'm being hyperbolic, but... But yeah, it's really nice to kind of go back in that time. And gosh, you know, I'm working in the 1998 time period now, and you know, cell phones were still relatively new when I first started introducing them in the book. They were like, you know, the size of a phone booth, right? You're lugging this big brick around with a big antenna. But anyway, just some of those things. But so it's nice, and I think, you know, it's a fun trip back in time. So anywho, all right. I hope my podcast didn't come off as, you know, political, but, you know, you can only stay apolitical so long until you're being dragged off to the gulag, you know. All right. Also, little business here. A listener suggested that I re-release previous podcasts from time to time. And I just want to say that all of my podcasts are available all the time. You can go back and re-listen. And especially if you're new, you can just, you know, go wherever you're listening. On my website, they're all listed. Or you can just click on the Spreaker link. Spreaker what? yeah. So, but I think it's probably not a bad idea for me to advertise one oldie but goodie every week. That would probably be nice. Anyway, alas, I must move on. I have a video to make and all kinds of other work that goes with this. Thank you so much for listening. You can always go to my website, junashellam.com. You can opt in at /opt-in to my mailing list, where you'll get updated information as I release it. You can also buy me a coffee, a tank of gas, or a gallon of gas. A gallon of gas would be great. If you like my work and you want to support it. I will see you next week, hopefully with more random thoughts and not, you know, mad thoughts. Until next week, so long.